Good morning again. Hope everybody had a good week. Mine was, I'm stretched, but I'm good. You know, we're doing a series called, you know, Be. Last week we did Be Kind. And this week we're doing Be Generous, which is a tough one because of, you know, all the things that have happened to us in our lives, all the times we've been burned. You know, to be generous can come hard to some of us. I know it has been for me throughout my life. Because, I mean, I was a junkie from 16 to 30. You know, in and out of prison, in and out of, you know, I don't even know how many times I went to county jail, who cares, and rehabs, you know, but mostly I was, you know, in between that time I was shooting up, and my point is I didn't have a whole lot of stuff. And whatever stuff I did have got stolen, I sold, or I'd go to jail and people would go through my stuff and part me out. That's the way it goes in that life. I'm, you know what I mean? I get it. But see, I had a poverty mentality. That's what I call it. If I could get something, I'd get it. You know, I'd even steal it. And I'd try to hold on to it, and it would just fall through my fingers. But that mentality, even when I, you know, got sober for the first time in 2001... You know, when I began to, like, be employable and do all those things that I can't do when I drink and use, I began to acquire some stuff. And I like stuff. Because I didn't, you know, I was used to not having stuff. So having stuff was, like, cool. But I still had that mentality of, like, man, nobody's looking out for me. You know? And how about this? With giving in the church, this guy's the one that blew it for me. You remember this guy? Hang on. Friends, for your $500 donation, I have this anointed prayer hanky that I will send you. And God will pour out his riches on your life. And you will be healthy and rich for the rest of your life here. Just for your $500 donation, this prayer hanky is yours. I remember being on my couch going, Christians are dirty. You know? That's, I knew it. That's all they want is my money. It's people like that. And how about all the people that, you know, have burned us, like I said? We put forth our best foot and they basically spat in our face. You know, that causes us to retract. And that doesn't make us bad. It makes us human. Because everything that's happened to our lives is really all that we know. My message on being generous today is a message of hope. Because, amen, because even though people are messy, people are people, and I can't sit up here and guarantee you that nobody's ever going to burn you again. I can't do that. But I can tell you that God is faithful. And when we switch and we shift our minds and our hearts towards God and his precepts and his principles, it changes everything. We experience freedom because we choose it. We choose to operate in God's way and not the way of this world. So, remember last week, well, if you're here last week, I was talking about Everything in the spirit is like backwards to what we're, you know, taught here how to live. You got to die to live. You got to die to yourself to really experience life. You got to give to receive. If you really want to experience receiving something, give something away. You'll get much more out of it. That's God's precepts. It's His principles. So our world and this generation are pumped full of the reasons why we should not be generous. I mean, turn on your TV, look at a billboard. It's all, hey, you don't have enough. You need this credit card to be okay. You need to drive this car and the girls will like you. If you have this surgery, you'll feel good about yourself. Now, I want to make it very clear that I am not, how do I say this? It's okay to have stuff. It's okay to have money. It's not okay for it to have you. Does that make sense? Amen? So, you know, just so we're clear, if you have budgeted your money, your mind is on God, you know, you are a generous person and you want to save some money and do something for yourself, amen. Okay, so let's, I want to keep it real up here. But it's about where our, I want to just, for all of us to remember where our mind is, where our heart is, because we can get caught up in life. I mean, it's natural. Everything that I see and experience all week, I mean, I'm thinking about myself and my stuff. It's just what I do. Same with you. When we can get out of ourselves, and I'm not talking just about money today, guys. I'm talking about time, love, truth, forgiveness, compassion. We can be greedy with that stuff. So, when we get out of ourselves and stop in the grind, we sow into the Spirit. Amen? So the mentality of really our culture is get all you can, put it in the can, and sit on the lid. Everyone for themselves, because after all, nobody's looking out for me. I've been burned so many times by people, I'll never trust anyone. Or I don't have enough of anything to share it. See, I understand that mentality. I lived that way for most of my life. And like I said, I didn't just do it with finances. I was stingy with my time. I was stingy with my love. I was stingy with my forgiveness and grace, kindness and mercy. I was not generous with that because I was afraid of you. And it's easy to be self-absorbed and self-centered in this world we live in. It's really easy. That's when, you know, when the Bible says we're supposed to put things on, it's give us an indication that we have to make an effort to step in to the principles of God. See, God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like God is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When things change in my life, it's when I make a conscious effort to believe what He says and put it into action. Amen? So, because it's easy to be self-absorbed. I'm really good at it. But when I make a choice to be generous and stop and sow into that, because I'm trusting God. It's like, and this is just an example, but like, and I'm not, I don't, there's no attaboys, I'm just trying to make an example, and it's really nothing. If somebody comes up and asks me for money, I used to not, no, sorry, because I'm thinking they're just going to go get drink, they're just going to get high, whatever, I don't have enough money to share, all that stuff. I give it to them now only because I have. I trust God, and I just, it's like at that, just that little bit for me lets me know that money doesn't have me. Does that make sense? At the smallest level of, I just do it for, to tell, you know, it's just to keep that, you know, primed in me, because I have been in bondage to money. I have made it an idol in my life before. Galatians 6, 7 and 8 says this. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. It's a principle. It's not a suggestion. It's laying down the principles of God. And we as Christ's followers are supposed to have faith in God as our provider of all these things. Therefore, we are called to be generous and joyfully give, trusting our God at His word. Not only to replenish, but to generously go above and beyond what we could ever imagine. We can think like this. And it is a principle of walking with Jesus. Now, this is not a prosperity message. Things are not always going to be unicorns and rainbows walking with the Lord. And I'm not going to tell you that, you know, if you buy the prayer hanky for $500, you'll be showered in gifts and a Ferrari in your driveway. But there, this, but I can promise that God is faithful in His principles. And His returns don't always come in finances. I mean, it can be when you put these principles into our life and go, you know what, I'm scared, but I'm going to be generous with my time. I'm scared, but I'm going to be generous with my love. I'm scared, but I'm going to be generous with my forgiveness. I'm scared, but I'm going to be generous with my wallet. When we do that, and whatever baby steps that looks like, cool. Because we will experience victory. I mean, there's things in my life where I've turned around, you know, and I just by following God, I've not done it perfectly. Everything has not gone perfectly, but I look back and I'm like, wow, you know, I'm blessed. Proverbs 11:24 through 25 says this: one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Another principle. We have to be, well, put it this way. The more we can step out in faith and be generous with each other and with those around us in our sphere of our influence, the more we're going to experience God, because we're seeing that God, if I have a lot or I have a little, I'm trusting you. Wherever we go in this life, as long as I have breath on this earth, God, I trust you. And my stuff, although I like it, because having stuff's better than not having stuff. Can I get an amen? It's fun. Hey, keep it real, man. Having money is better than not having money. It just is. But God is first. God comes first in my life. What he says, that's what I'm going to try to live. I'm not going to rely on the bank account. I'm not going to rely on circumstances. I'm not going to rely on other people to do what only God can do for me. The more that I do that, the more freedom I experience. I mean, the more the world can't affect me like it did before. Because we got our minds right. We got our hearts right. We're experiencing a relationship with the living God that is faithful. He just is, even when I don't understand what's going on. So, these principles I'm talking about of giving and prospering from being generous are like, it's like gravity. We all have faith in gravity, right? If I told you I'm going to jump off this stage right here and I'm going to fly around the church and then land back on the stage, or I'm going to jump off this stage and I'm just going to land right there, which one do you have more faith in? Let's see. Okay. I knew that was going to happen. Hey, wouldn't that have been crazy if I started flying around the church? El Diablo! Gravity is. It just is. Even if I didn't believe that I was going to do that, I did it. The same thing is with God's principles. They are. Whether we tap into them or not, it stands. When I give, I receive. When I operate in that and I trust, I die to myself and I trust God's word, I am blessed. It comes in different forms, but we get blessed when we do that. It's the opposite world. It's the spirit. Jesus talks about this in Luke 12, 13 through 21. It's the parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." See, back then, the firstborn got a double portion of the inheritance. That's the way it was. The firstborn got a double portion of the inheritance. And here's this kid basically asking Jesus to convince his older brother to give him half. So Jesus replies, "Man, who appointed me judge and arbitrator between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, because life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." See, he's saying, look, I'm not here to like arbitrate your, you know, judge your little money issue, because I already know your heart's not right, you greedy little dirty dog. I'm paraphrasing. Jesus probably didn't say that. A little Chris Jones just came out. Sorry. So, what Jesus is saying is that life, true life, things that make us say, I have a good life, don't include the stuff. It's the stuff you can't buy. Because you could have so much money and be totally miserable. You can be totally poor and be absolutely fine. It's all about where your heart lies in the whole thing. And so Jesus continues, and he says, and he told him this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God. So, this parable is talking to, look, this guy had so much, but didn't think about anybody else but himself. And he put all his faith in his stuff. And Jesus' point here is that, see, it says, this is how it will be, whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich towards God. You see, being wise with money, having a savings account, planning for retirement is wisdom. But hoarding and not sharing anything, not thinking of anybody else. He's talking to this guy because it was all about him. He was not generous at all with anything. And Jesus is like, dude, yeah, what are you doing? You're dying tonight, stupid. You got barns full of grain. Does nothing for you. You could have done so much with that had your mind been right. Again, I want to reaffirm the fact that it's okay to have stuff. It's okay to work hard and have things. But we must always just have things, not them have us. When our things have us, things are out of line, out of whack. Because here's the thing. Money's going to come and go. Our stuff's going to come and go. It's new, then it's old. It's, you know what I'm saying? And if you think about it, the more money you have, the more stuff you have, the more, you know, it's just more. But when our heart is right, when we're like, you know what, God? I trust you. I trust you if I have plenty, and I trust you if I have nothing. It's me and you till the wheels fall off, Lord. And I live like that, then I don't have to stay up sick to my stomach worrying about things. You know? And you might think, hey, you're saying, well, Chris, I really don't have that much. Like, you know, I don't have like a whole lot to worry about. In fact, I feel like I'm scraping by. Jesus speaks to that. And he says this in Luke 22 through 26, do not worry. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat, or about your body, or what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add one single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? You know, there's so much freedom in surrender. You know, because here's the facts. We all worry at some point, right? If we're just keeping it real, right? Oh my gosh, you know. That always goes through our head when we get the bill or, you know, the first comes again and we're short or whatever. I mean, I get that. But we don't have to live there. Because here's the thing. God, I'm doing the very best that I can. I am taking the high road. I'm doing what I say, saying what I do. I am willing to work hard and tell the truth and be honest. And that's me holding up my end. The rest is up to you. And I release this stomach ache to you, Jesus. I mean, I have literally done that before, and you know, I'll probably do it again. But there's freedom in that, because then I understand that no matter what happens, that's what's supposed to happen. And whatever I need to learn through that, then that's just what I got to do. But you know what? I don't have to be sick over it, because God's got a plan. He's just got a plan. I have to have faith in him. Amen? God is calling us out of the bondage that we put ourselves in of selfishness, self-centeredness, greed, lacking, and wanting. Like I said before, that's pumped into us. Every day, pumped into us, how much we lack, how much we need. We're going to go home today after church, and you'll either drive by a billboard or you'll turn on your TV, and it will tell you how much you're lacking and how much you need. It's pumped into us. But the Word, and this is why I think it's so important for us to be in the Word and to get together and hear the Word, is to remind us that there's another way, that I am not lacking, and I don't need to operate out of want, that I can be content right here, right now, with everything that I have, all the strengths and the weaknesses, all of it, I can be okay. Psalm 24:1 says this, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." See, he owns it all. We don't give anything to God except for our hearts. It's already his, everything. We just give it back to him by being generous, and by doing this, we actually send riches forward into our eternity. He talks about that. Heavenly riches. Things that will matter when we really start living. Because eternity is a lot longer than the time that I'm going to spend down here on earth. Amen? It's just, man, it is going by quick. Not that I haven't looked up and said, "Anytime you're ready, Lord." You know, I've had moments like that. But life is going by quick. I am encouraged today to start investing in my eternal future. You know, that should mean something. And that's really what this message is. Because there is no condemnation in Christ. So nobody should feel condemned or anything. Maybe convicted a little bit in certain areas. I know I was. I sat at my computer and I was like, I'm so undone. You know, like there's so many areas I could get better at this, God. And I repent, you know, but I keep on going. You know, Jesus prays for us. He prays for his disciples, but this is just as relevant to us as it was for them. It's in John 17, 9 through 18. I pray for them. This is Jesus talking to God. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except for the one that's doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. You see, he said all the things that Jesus said before he went to go be with the Father. He said for us so that we could apply it to our lives and experience the full measure of joy here on earth. See, it's yesterday, day, today, and forever. Doesn't change. It's the Word. It's me surrendering to it that changes my life. It's us saying, okay, I'm going to surrender my will for His, my thoughts for His, my heart for His. That I can be generous. I will choose to be generous. You're going to have opportunities this week to do it. God's real good about that. I just encourage you to operate in it. Because you have something to give. You really do. Wherever you're at. You have something to give somebody. Even if it's just taking a little bit of time out of your day to stop and encourage somebody that needs it. You know? Just lift them up and or meet a need. And that doesn't, again, it includes money, but it doesn't, it's not only money. It's not. So he continues. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Even as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. Sanctification. And that's what's going on. When we change, when we decide to stop, and instead of being stingy with something, we are generous, set apart, sanctified, trusting God instead of trusting man, instead of trusting money. Instead of trusting, we trust God. That's the sanctification. That takes process. That's why I'm talking about baby steps today. Let's do something you can win at and be encouraged at. I mean, shoot for the stars, don't get me wrong. But it's okay. Sanctification is a process. Don't give up. You keep on going. God's grace and His mercy is renewed every day for us. Thank you, Jesus, because I need it. I need it. Last week's message is on be kind. And I think I got angry after church. Help me, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and mercy. But the more that I operate in kindness, being generous, Man, I experience the freedom that God wants me to have. That's for all of us. That is for all of us. And you can't put a price on that. Freedom from bondage is priceless. In any way you look at it. So here's some statistics. Because we have our work cut out for us. Here's some statistics on our American lifestyle. We Americans have set the world standard for consumerism. We consume 46% of the world's resources at 6% of the world's population. We consume half. America. If your family income is $10,000 a year, you are wealthier than 84% of the world. If it's $50,000 or more a year, you are wealthier than 99% of the rest of the world. There are more than a billion people now living on less than a dollar a day. And here's my point. Our culture in America is, we're raised on consuming bigger, better, faster, more. Okay, it doesn't make us bad. That's the culture we live in. Just like they had the culture back then in the Old Testament. We are in a culture. They may not write a book of the Bible about our generation, but I guarantee you, they're keeping tabs in the heavenlies for sure. God is aware. This is our culture. And no wonder we stress. But we reap what we invest. In nature, the harvest comes only after sowing. In football, a touchdown comes after the run and the pass. In science, the discovery comes from after the experiment. The effort produces the effect. It's the same in the spirit. We put forth effort in being generous and kind. We will see the effect it has on our lives and others. Proverbs 11:18 says this, "A wicked person earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward." You will never invest badly if it's done in the Spirit. If you're investing in the principles of God, you will never regret it. Investments result in expectations. It's a matter of faith. We invest, and then we believe God for the return. And you can be assured that no financial statement on earth will ever reflect a greater return on an investment than what we will receive from our Heavenly Father. And like I said before, all our returns will not always be given in dollars. But there's more important things than monetary reward, like peace, love, joy, purpose, family, talents. The list of benefits is nearly endless, but it all starts with our personal investment, us trusting God, us believing God at His Word, and committing to step out of ourselves and into His principles. And we will reap the reward. 1 Timothy says this, 6:17-19, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor put their hope in their wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good and be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." It's investing in the future. See, in this whole message today is to get us thinking. To encourage us. Please, I hope you're encouraged. But to really remember. And I I believe I validated that our lives here are important, the stuff that we do. I said, you know, you work hard and you want to, you know, save money and have things. Hey, that's cool. All that stuff's cool. But when we keep a heavenly mind that we have stuff, but our stuff doesn't have us, that we generously give wherever we see a need, we will be blessed all the way around. Amen? I'm going to read you this last scripture and I'll close. Matthew 6:19-21. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Keep your treasures in God. Trust Him and only Him. I mean, I'm not saying you can't trust people, but put your faith in God. Put your faith in His principles that are as sure as me falling off the stage earlier, flapping my hands. They are just as sure. That's my job today as your preacher, to encourage you that is the truth. The principles of God, you can bank on it. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your people. I thank you for the word that you've given us all. God, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Remind us to stay generous because you are generous, God. We thank you for that. I pray a blessing over your people. Shine your face upon them this week as they go out into the world. And I thank you, they're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. And I bless them this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. See you guys next week.